McDavid charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And Mike Smith are going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So, you know, we need to be better.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan Salas. From TSN 1260 and also from the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Connect with me on Twitter at HernandaMan and at Locked On Oilers. We'll set up the Battle of Alberta number 5 as the Oilers are on the road to take on the Calgary Flames. We'll also get to Hernan's hot tip predictions. We'll get some daily bets in there as well. And we'll hear from Darnell Nurse and Dave Tippett. We'll have some practice notes as well for you on today's pod. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Let's quickly recap Saturday's game. I thought the Oilers played well. Dominated in the first period. I was shooting the Canucks 12-4. Just couldn't find that goal. They came on late there and had some good looks. Dreisaitl missed the ball. I think he was set up for two one-timers, and he just missed. So luck wasn't on their side in that game. And you got to give credit sometimes. I thought Vancouver played a pretty solid game. And Demko was outstanding. He was the better goalie of the two on the night. Koskinen was good. Hey, I'm going to give him credit. He was. He kept his team in it. But Demko was outstanding, and that led to a 2-1 Vancouver win. The Oilers did look a little gassed. I mean, they've played a lot of hockey this month. It's only going to get tougher here as they still have 9 games to go this month, 4 this week, 4 next week. And like Calgary, Winnipeg, Montreal, Toronto. So it's going to be an interesting way to close out the month of March for the Edmonton Oilers. We'll see if they can handle it. What did you think? I know the postgame show was overly positive. You can't win them all, and it's not like the Oilers were dominated or just had nothing going. They had some good looks. Every line created some. I mean, I know Tommy brought up not a lot of slot shots, which is true, but again, you can't be too upset on that loss. You can't be too harsh on the boys. So they'll look to get back in the win column tonight. It's going to be tough. Daryl Sutter, Calgary Flames have now won 2 straight. They're 5th in the North Division with a record of 13-12-3 at 29 points. The Edmonton Oilers come in tied for 2nd in the North, but occupy that 3rd spot because they have more games played. They're 18-12 with 36 points. And again, like I said, they're tied with Winnipeg, but 3rd due to 3 more games played for the Edmonton Oilers. Been a good season for Edmonton against Calgary. They lead the season series 3-1, outscoring the Flames 16-10. McDavid has 12 points in his last 5 games, so look for him to keep it going. Dreisaitl has 6 goals in his last 5. Head-to-head here, McDavid 10 points in 4 games. Dreisaitl, Nurse, and RNH each have 4 points. And for the Flames, Goudreau and Lindholm each have 4 points in 4 games so far. This season, it's the return of Daryl Sutter to the Battle of Alberta. So, you know, this team's going to be jacked up. They're playing well right now since he's been behind the bench. And I think we're going to see a different team tonight for sure when it comes to the Calgary Flames. Let's look at some stats. Edmonton 7th on the power play at 26.5. Calgary 15th at 20.8. PK Edmonton 22nd at 75.6. Can't seem to get out of that around that spot, right? 20th, 19th at times. But the PK needs some improvement. Calgary's 12th with a percentage of 80.7. Goals for Edmonton sits 7th. Calgary's 23rd in goals against. Edmonton now sits 16th, which is an enormous improvement from where they were a month ago. And Calgary is 15th, so pretty close in that category. Faceoff, Edmonton 13th, Calgary 15th. Of course, McDavid leads the Edmonton Oilers with 52 points, 17 goals, 35 assists, 22 power play points. Barry's your top defender for the Oilers with 24 points. And Dreisaitl leads with a plus 20. For Calgary, leader in points is Lindholm with 24. He leads in assists with 8, and he leads in power play points also with 11. Goudreau has 11 goals to lead the Calgary Flames. Hanifin is a plus 6 to lead that team, and Rasmus Anderson leads all defensemen with 14 points. It's going to be Mike Smith tonight between the pipes for the Edmonton Oilers. He's 9-2 with a 2.16 goals against average, 9.27 save percentage. He has 2 shutouts. And this year versus Calgary, he is 2-0 with a 1.50 goals against average and 9.47 save percentage. And Markstrom's going to go for the good old Calgary Flames. He's 10-7-0-2, 2.67 goals against, 9.11 save percentage. 1-2 this year against Edmonton. His goals against is 4.91, his save percentage 8.52. So the Oilers have been able to get to him. So that's good news moving forward for the Edmonton Oilers as they get set to take on the Calgary Flames. It's game 5. The Oilers lead the season series 3-1. We'll get to some practice notes coming up in the second segment. We'll also hear from Dave Tippett. But again, I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of Saturday's game. You're never happy with the loss. Obviously, I get that. But were you happy with the performance? Just one of those nights. Chalking it up as you can't win them all as well. So it's one of those things, right? It's just you always want to bank those 2 points. Vancouver has been struggling for the most part this season. And that first goal was bizarre. I mean, I'm surprised the ref didn't whistle it down, but obviously he had a good look. He was yelling the whole time the puck was loose. And obviously Dave Tippett didn't challenge it because he said there was no interference. He was just surprised the ref let the play go on and on and on. So a bit of a weird goal, but... sometimes the Oilers have had some lucky breaks as well. So whatever, you walk away from that one and just say, hey, it is what it is. The ref, according to him, had sight of the puck the whole time. So there's a reason why he didn't blow it down. And the Oilers scored a nice one, Draisaitl on the power play. And then Myers again for the second time this season goes top cheddar on the Oilers for the game winner. But a lot of good things. And the Oilers are going to be up for this one. Well, they better be because, you know, Calgary's going to bring it. They're feeling good about themselves after 2 straight wins. And their new head coach, who we all know is going to bring it, especially in these rivalry games. All right, guys, coming up next, we will hear from Dave Tippett, and we'll get to some game day notes as the Oilers get set to take on the Calgary Flames. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas. It is game day.
Game on!
As the Oilers get set to take on the Calgary Flames. This one, I can't wait, man. It's 7 o'clock, can't come soon enough. It's going to be great. It's going to be fun to watch. who knows what to expect? I mean, we've seen the blowouts, we've seen close games, we've seen a comeback by the Oilers and all that. So it's going to be fun. Like I said, Mike Smith is getting the start tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. Another move, Chris Russell. Dave Tippett did say that he has to check with the doctors, but if they give him the go-ahead, he will draw in for Caleb Jones. So look for Chris Russell play there. And then Dave Tippett was also asked if Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid will stay together tonight.
That's the way we practiced this morning.
Nice and short. Yeah, so looks like it's going to be the same top six. We really don't know what's going to happen in the bottom six, if they're going to keep that the same as well, but... outside of Chris Russell, Mike Smith getting the nod between the pipes, you might see some changes in the bottom six, but expect the top six to remain the same. So Yamamoto with Leon and Connor McDavid, and then Nuge centering Tyler Ennis and Jesse Puljujarvi. Speaking of Yamamoto, I mean, he's he's a very lucky man to be playing with these two guys, a young guy, and he's playing well. He's playing well all season. I think he's been... I know the points for some are not as high or as much as they thought it would be for Yamo, but he's still young. This is his first full season with the team. Dave Tippett was asked, like, can you put anyone there that'd have success, or is Yamamoto just a nice fit? So what does Yamamoto add to that line? Here is Dave Tippett.
No, he's a good little player there. He's tenacity, he's on pucks, he creates pucks, keeps a lot of pucks alive. And when you can do that with those other two guys, you end up creating playing with the puck more and creating more chances. So, and he's a really good full ice player, checks well, makes good little plays, and likes to go to the front of the net. So he's a good fit for them.
Yeah, no, definitely. I really like Yamamoto there. And, the points will come if that line continues to play. So I'm not too concerned about Mr. Yamamoto, but yeah, he's a lucky young man to be playing with those two guys. How about the other three lines? Listen, and I know me and Tom kind of disagreed. I thought all the lines were okay in the last game. I wasn't being harsh or saying they were terrible, but I just felt in that Vancouver game that no one was going to tie that game up unless it was the top line for the Edmonton Oilers. Some listeners and Tommy disagreed with me. They thought Nugent was really good, and I thought they were, but you just didn't see a goal come in from them. So Dave Tippett was asked just what the other three lines have to bring against the Calgary Flames.
We're looking for our whole team to play well, play hard. Everybody's got to do their part. We've left Nuge and Ennis and Puljujärvi together for a couple games now. The Vancouver game, I thought they were better, especially later on in that game. So we'll see if they can continue to build a little bit. You're looking for a competitiveness and balance in your lineup, everybody doing their job.
And one last one here from the head coach, Dave Tippett, as he was asked, has he seen anything different from the Flames now that Sutter is behind the bench?
Whenever you get a new coach behind there, you're going to play with some, there's going to be some extra vigor in their lineup. And, they won a couple games since he's been there. So we know what we're up against, but, we're coming off a game where we felt like we didn't do enough to win. So we've got to be a little better tonight.
Well, just a few more here from Dave Tippett, as he mentioned that Cassian has not been cleared for game action. So we'll have to wait for the return of Zach Cassian. And also, Alex Daylock, look for him to join the team after this set with Calgary. That came from Dave Tippett. So Alex Daylock, just about done the quarantine. No lines coming from Flames morning skate, so we'll roll with what they had in their last game. Tkachuk with Lindholm and Dylan Dubé on the first line. Second line, Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau and Brett Ritchie. Your third line would be Milan Lucic, Michael Backlund, and Andrew Mangiapane. And your fourth line would be Derek Ryan, Sam Bennett, and Josh Levu. Derek Ryan, Sam Bennett, feeling good under the new head coach, both putting up points early on for Daryl Sutter. So look for that line maybe to do some damage. Defensively, Mark Giordano's with Rasmus Anderson. Second pair is Tanev with Noah Hanifin. And then Jusuf Alamäki and Oliver Chillington will be your third pair starting in net. According to Salim Volji from TSN in Calgary, that Jacob Markstrom was in the starters net. So, it's pretty safe to say that he will be going for the Flames tonight. And those are your lines for Calgary Flames. Like I said, the Edmonton Oilers, we know the Draisaitl will stay intact, according to Dave Tippett. So I'm assuming the second line will stay the same. You might see some tinkering in the bottom six and look for Chris Russell to come in for Caleb Jones. Mike Smith gets the start. Right, guys, quickly, let's get to some news of the day here. As according to TSN's Ryan Rashog, RNH to resume talks with Oilers on a deal. Looks like when talks broke off, they were about that 6.2 to 6.5 range. So we'll see what happens here. It's going to be interesting. If they can get a deal done, I'm intrigued to see the number and the term for RNH. I know I'm in the minority when I say I don't think you have to break the bank for RNH, and I'm sticking with that. If he comes in around that, just over 6 mil, under 6.5, I think I can live with that. I'll be okay with that. But we'll see where that leads to, and if we get any news soon on that any further, right? Ben Sherratt out 6 to 8 weeks after surgery, so a blow over there for the Montreal Canadiens. David Backes and Jack Johnson clear waivers. Cody Akins to be healthy scratch tonight by Ralph Kruger. Remember Jeff Skinner a few weeks ago, now Cody Akins. Will sit out. They're on a 10-game losing streak. They're in Washington tonight, so that's going to be another tough game for the struggling Buffalo Sabres. Blues Kings game postponed due to weather, not COVID related. Yay! The Kings can't get out of Denver due to the weather there, so that game will be postponed, played on a later date. An Ontario sports minister says the details of hub cities and bubbles for a shortened major junior hockey season in the province are being ironed out. So some good news there for the OHL. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll hear from Darnell Nurse, and we'll get to some predictions and Hernan's hot tip. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, as we're setting up Calgary and Edmonton, that goes tonight from Calgary, 7 o'clock puck drop. It's a busy night in the NHL with 9 games. Tampa Bay's home to the Nashville Predators. The Rangers host the Philadelphia Flyers. The Bruins look to turn their game around a bit here as they're in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Blackhawks and Panthers meet in Florida. Ottawa looks to keep it going after their impressive win over the Maple Leafs last night. They welcome in the Vancouver Canucks. Washington is on the road in Buffalo. Winnipeg hosts the Montreal Canadiens. And the Vegas Golden Knights take on the San Jose Sharks. Busy night. Make sure you check your fantasy lineups and all that. All right, guys. Darnell Nurse met with the media. He's been excellent this year. I mean, there's not much you can say about Darnell Nurse. Him and Tyson Barrie have really, really come into their own as a top pairing for the Edmonton Oilers. He's got 20 points in 30 games, plus 15, 38 penalty minutes. He's got 8 goals. He's just been outstanding. He's really stepped up in the absence of Oscar Klefbom, and you got to give Darnell Nurse all the credit in the world right now. He's playing some solid, solid hockey for the Edmonton Oilers. And here is Darnell Nurse as he met with the media earlier today.
Us in the media tend to look at matchups like Edmonton, Calgary, and how they're tougher games, and everyone gets up for them. And we tend to sort of like you judge a player on how he plays in what we would call a big game, right? Is it fair to judge players on, you know, how they perform in matchups like Edmonton, Calgary?
There's different matchups over the course of the year, and everyone presents a different challenge. So is it fair? Yeah, I think in the same token, you can't base everything off of one matchup or one team you play against, because there's so many different teams and teams present different challenges.
Do you, you guys have beaten Calgary a few times this year. You're coming off of 2 wins against them. Your confidence is clearly pretty good when you're playing Calgary, if that's, you know, for what that's worth. Does that, when they get a new coach and as the season goes on, does what happened in a back-to-back game a couple weeks, or back-to-back games a couple weeks ago, does it really matter? Is there anything left over from that?
Yeah, it's the same players that played in that game that are playing in the one coming up today. But with that said, I mean, they played really well the last couple of games. Obviously, their coach has brought some life into their team. It's a team that's playing hard, and it's not going to be an easy challenge by any means. So it's going to be a good test anytime you play a rival, especially a provincial rival. It's always a good test. And obviously, like I said, they're playing really good hockey.
Good morning, Darnell. You guys are 8-4 on the road so far this season, obviously finding success there. Can you talk about how it's maybe a little bit different now heading into a road arena as compared to a normal regular season, and if that has any sort of correlation as to why you guys have been able to find success on the road?
You know, it's a little different. I kind of miss like getting booed by the fans and chirped by the fans. Usually you come into Calgary and it's a pretty hostile environment. I think as a player, you kind of miss a little bit of that with no fans. But we've found ways to create our own excitement and play a good, strong, hard game on the road. And that needs to continue. I think it's kind of been an identity of our team when we get on the road. We just play solid, keep the game in front of us. And it's been like that, you know, not only this year, but last year too. And it's a good sign, something that we need to continue to build on.
Yesterday during his media availability, your head coach talked about how every game is just so important this year. From a player's perspective, can you talk about how you've been able to approach the game and if that's added a little bit more excitement into your guys' game heading up to a game like tonight, and just anything that kind of resembles how it's a little bit different than it was in past seasons?
Well, yeah, when the season schedule is condensed the way it is now, you get to this point in the season and every game matters, especially look how tight the standings are. In a game like this, you're always playing in division, so it's almost I feel like 4-point swings because they get 2 and you don't get the 2 that you want. So it's an exciting schedule to be a part of, and you need to embrace the challenge.
Darnell, I haven't had a chance to ask you about the Lucic fight. Your friends, so what were you thinking when you were fighting him?
Lucic's a great guy. You just drop the, you go out there, you're a competitor, so you drop the gloves. I don't think much of my fight, to be honest. So.
No more than, say, because you've had lots of fights in NHL, but have you had a lot of fights with guys who actually were on your team before or are friends?
No, I don't know if I have. to be honest. Probably a couple of occurrences, but you don't really think, to be honest. You're just out there playing.
Hey, are you struggling in your fantasy league, or are you trying to lock down first place? Get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Collin gives you tips, insights, and analysis for the season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to Locked On Fantasy at Hockey Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. It was Darnell Nurse. Yeah, interesting question about fighting Lucic. Yeah, they are buddies. I think it's a good question. I think we saw Maroon and Cassian a few years ago drop, and they kind of just smiled at each other and went off and did their thing. So yeah, that was pretty cool. Lucic is a big boy, man. You know, Darnell is tough, but holy smokes, how about good old Lucic there? He kind of got I wouldn't say better of him, but you can see the strength there for sure. So I thought that was kind of a cool question to see what he thought about fighting his friend in Milan Lucic. All right, guys, let's get to Hernan's hot tip. Yeah, Hernan's hot tip for tonight. I think McDavid and Draisaitl, I'm not saying they need a night off, but they need a little bit more help when it comes to production. I think the second line is coming into their own. They're playing better in every game they play, but I think you need a little bit more. And the secondary scoring has been there, but you could have used some of that on Saturday in Vancouver. So for me, you need a little bit more from your second, third, and fourth line. Hey, and Dave Tippett was asked about it as well, as it can't always be Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl leading the charge. So a team that's under Daryl Sutter now, you know they're going to come out and with energy. They're going to be feisty. They're going to be in your face. The Edmonton Oilers need all the lines going here. So that's Hernan's hot tip. Second, third, and fourth lines. Let's chip in. How about that? My prediction, well, on the two guys, I said they would get 3 points. So I'm picking the Oilers to win tonight. And I think it's going to be a 4-3 win for the Edmonton Oilers. I think they'll drop one in overtime on Wednesday for points. I'm going to go with RNH. I think this guy's getting closer. He's hit a few posts in the last couple of games. That line, probably their best game against Vancouver. So I'm going to go with RNH to get on the score sheet. He's going to score a goal for the Edmonton Oilers and pick up an assist. So I'm going 2 points for RNH. Bet online. You bet for betonline.ag. It's a couple bets I like. You can take it with a grain of salt. How about that loss? I had Columbus the other night. They were up 4-1 with 16 minutes ago and lost. Like, it's just crushing. I like Boston at -113 on the road in Pittsburgh. I know Pittsburgh's rolling, but Boston's just too good of a team. I think that they're coming off a disappointing loss. So I like Boston in that one. And then even Edmonton's intriguing. +110 right now in Calgary. It goes against my rule. I don't bet on the Oilers, but I also like Ottawa at +152 as well at home to Vancouver. So those are some of the bets I like. Might sprinkle a few bucks on there. We'll see what happens. Let me know your bets. You know, I've missed a lot lately. Every time I bet on a team, it seems like they're rolling right into the third period. They're up 2-3, sometimes even 4 goals, and they end up losing. So maybe I just have some bad luck my way. So we'll see what happens here tonight. A lot of games, like I said. Check your fantasy lineups. Remember, there's a 2 o'clock game as well. So Tampa Bay and Nashville. So don't miss out on that. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. It's Edmonton, Calgary tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. Mike Smith getting the start. Look for Chris Russell to come in for Jones and maybe a little bit of tinkering in the bottom six as the top six for the Edmonton Oilers looks to stay the same. They got to be ready. They're coming off a loss. This team's played a lot of hockey lately. Calgary's under their new head coach. You know they're going to bring it. They always do. And we'll see if the Oilers can pick up another big win this time in Calgary. Let me know what you think for a prediction for tonight or the two game set, because it's definitely going to be important stretch here to finish off the month of March. A lot of games and a lot of tough teams, so the Edmonton Oilers look to get back in the win column tonight. All right, guys, once again, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. For the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. It's game day. Go Oilers, go. We'll recap it all tomorrow. Ciao.